Next is Judge Weber, Superior Court of Orange.
Thank you, Justice Miller. Yes, Judge Rosenberg, those are oranges on the slide. This is the liaison report for Orange County. Judge Emily Elias and I visited Orange County on February 25th, 2015. We met with Presiding Judge Glenda Sanders, CEO Alan Carlson, and several supervising judges from Orange. The APJ, Charles Marginis, was out of town. We were joined at lunch by other Orange County judges. There's Judge Glenda Sanders, the PJ, and the CEO, Alan Carlson. The court's...
That's what I was thinking.
The Orange County Court serves Orange County's 3.1 million residents in six courthouses, including the courthouses in Fullerton, Newport Beach, Orange, Santa Ana, Westminster, and a community court, which I'll discuss later, in Santa Ana. There is also a facility in Irvine which houses non-judicial staff. They plan to open a clerk's office in Mission Viejo, which will house a self-help center for the 600,000 underserved residents of South Orange County. The Orange County Court has 124 Superior Court positions and 20 Superior Court Commissioner positions authorized. They're currently down 7 commissioners and 8 judges. For non-judicial staff, the court has about 1,500 authorized positions, including their commissioners. Here are the things Orange is most proud of, and they have a right to be extremely proud. Technology. They are the most technologically advanced court in the state of California. They are proud that they have helped courts all over this state with technology advancements. Their slogan is, "We want people online, not in line." They have been nationally recognized on numerous occasions for their technology advances. Some of these technological advancements include mandatory e-filing for civil and probate. Even 25% of small claim cases are e-filed. The court has 14 different electronic filing service providers. These e-filing service providers train the lawyers to file their documents directly into the court's case management system, and they collect the filing fees. Because the attorneys and e-filing service providers enter the data and send the documents directly into the court's civil CMS, court employees do not have to enter the data or scan the documents into the case management system. This has substantially reduced the civil case workload for staff. Electronic access to the public for civil documents. Unlike paper files, the electronic files can be viewed remotely from any computer, and copies can be ordered online. The court recovers about $1 million annually to cover the costs incurred in providing the public with online access to civil and probate documents. This innovation has significantly increased access to information and therefore to the court. The public can perform 14 separate tasks on their phones and even more from home computers, including scheduling jury duty, reserving a motion date, ordering and paying for court reporter transcripts, paying fines, etc. Most traffic citations are now filed by police agencies and the Highway Patrol electronically. Approximately 131,000 e-citations were done electronically last year. The person cited signs the electronic version of the ticket at the scene. A hard copy is printed out for the defendant, and the original is filed electronically with the court. This means that the court no longer has to enter the data by typing information from some 375,000 paper citations annually into the criminal case management system. This has resulted in significant cost savings to the court. Their collaborative courts are nothing short of amazing. They are nationally recognized, including their DUI court, Veterans Court, this community court, which is one of four national mentor courts very interesting concept in Santa Ana. You don't even necessarily have to have an open case file. You can go to this facility, get mental health assessments, medical health assessments, vocational skills, legal aid on civil matters, etc. It's a really interesting facility that's been very successful for Orange. Their drug court, they've had over 1,000 graduates. After the passage of Prop 47, their referrals have diminished significantly, but recently they've seen that their numbers are starting to climb back up. They're the first large court to implement a Laura's Law court. It has not been used much, but they do have that open and available. They have homeless court in several locations. These are the things Orange is most worried about, and they have good cause to be concerned. WAFM. As a result of WAFM, in conjunction with statewide underfunding for courts, the Orange County Superior Court's base allocation has dropped by about $5.2 million. Recent cuts as a result of WAFM have included cutting business hours to 8 to 4 daily, cutting court reporters to 35 hours per week, pulling of court reporters in civil, which means that civil judges no longer have a court reporter assigned to their courtroom. Instead, the court reporter is deployed to a civil courtroom to cover trials and any other evidentiary hearings. Civil law and motion matters are no longer reported. They unfortunately had to close the call center to save $1.6 million, but they're very concerned because this is a huge access issue for the public. They've had to close 2 courthouses, 8 courtrooms in the South County. Their personnel costs, especially retiree, health, and other benefit expenses, have increased despite a 24% reduction in the number of employees since 2008. The court spends more on these personnel costs for the 1,500 employees that they have now than it did in 2008 when they had 1,900 employees. There have been no base building raises in Orange since 2011 for non-management staff, and management staff has not had an across-the-board raise since 2003. The court has lost 4 of its 5 top managers, 4 out of 5, including the head of IT to other courts in the last year. This is very worrisome to the court. They cannot update their aging computer system. We just heard Jim Harmon talk about the V3 courts. This is, of course, Orange is the primary V3 court. They will likely be required to migrate off V3 to what they believe will be an inferior case management system. They do not have the funds to move to the new system. This is very concerning to them. Given the limitation on reserves, it has seriously hurt Orange County's efforts to fund new technology. Here's a chart showing their fund balances at the end of the current fiscal year. This was a court that prided itself on being extremely well managed and having a large reserve. That's why they have been so technologically advanced, and we all know the worrisome situation the trial courts are now placed in without having a reserve. Their court buildings are falling apart and dilapidated. The main courthouse is known statewide as the second most decrepit courthouse in the state. They need to replace their HVAC systems, electrical, and plumbing on the first 3 floors. The estimate to do these repairs is $40 million. And they wanted me to show you some of these slides showing what is going on with that aging building. Here's a chilled water heater manifold, an example of collapsed HVAC ducting, a rusted drain pipe, a sewage pipe filled with sediment that had to be recently replaced, a failed hot water supply coupling, and that led to flooding from that failed coupling and more flooding in the judge's hallway. They're very concerned about what is going to happen with this dilapidated building in need of repair. In conclusion, this Orange County Court is a court that statewide we should be very proud of in terms of their advancements. They have done a lot to assist courts all over the state in getting into the 21st century technologically. But as we hear quite frequently, they're coming under difficult times with WAFM issues, lack of reserves, and dilapidated buildings in desperate need of repair. I also spoke with Judge Sanders this week about the situation that you all may have read about. The court is being investigated by the FBI, dealing with some discrepancies in up to 1,000 traffic and DUI type cases. So the staff and court are dealing with those very difficult issues in addition to the other issues that I've discussed. Chief, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you.